Our eighth case for this morning is United States against Torres. Mr. Shannon.
No?
It doesn't.
Good morning, Your Honors. Stephen Shannon on behalf of Gerardo Torres. Your Honors, I have, upon review of both my brief and Ms. Krull's brief, I believe the issue is fairly straightforward and is set out fairly clearly. I would like to address a couple of things, though, if it pleases the Court.
Please.
Mr. Torres was sentenced on February 11th of this year, and that sentencing transcript and relevant part is attached to the opening brief, Your Honor. Somewhat after that, several months ago, this Court addressed this issue, which, of course, came up again this morning in the first two cases, which is, in terms of the 3553A factors, what is sufficient to indicate to the appellate court upon review that the judge took it into consideration non-frivolous mitigating factors. I read this as potentially a two-pronged approach. First, what are the issues that were raised in mitigation non-frivolous? Do they have some merit? And second, were they sufficiently addressed? In this case, Your Honor, I would argue that they were not non-frivolous, that they were substantial in terms of his risk of recidivism and his post-offense rehabilitation, and that I asked the Court to address those. I believe.
What do you really want the Court to do? The Court talks about this issue. He doesn't reduce it to, you know, because of the, let's say, arguably low risk of recidivism, I'm going to go down X number of months. But he talks about Daniel's influence on Gerardo's behavior and said that's in his favor. And he, you know, he gives a sentence that is lower than it might have been. So I'm not sure at what level of precision you think this needs to happen.
Your Honor, first of all, I totally respect the district court judge in this case, as I do all district court judges, especially this judge. What I asked the judge to do was consider that this particular defendant had gone, this was and a reason I brought up in the objections and sentencing position paper, that it was an aberrant period. And I realized, and I stated in the position paper, that it wasn't an aberrant act and therefore didn't qualify for a downward departure, but it sort of reflected on his life, both pre-offense and post-offense. This is a person who was sent back to a border town with a $7,000 bond, conditions set, and he never violated. And he was Mexican-American. He could have easily walked across the border. He didn't. He came to court when requested, when required. He came to meet with me.
That all sounds like acceptance of responsibility to me. But
I agree with Your Honor. I would go further, though. I would say that this is someone that in post-offense environment demonstrated extraordinary acceptance.
What you're saying is that by complying with release conditions, that's extraordinary?
No, Your Honor.
That seems to be what you have to do.
I agree. What I was referring to is that this is someone that straightened out his life. This is someone that went back to school, that got a responsible job in the medical field, and was in nursing training, as I pointed out in my position paper. And I think what troubled me was that these factors were not addressed. Instead, the district court talked about Daniel Torres, who was obviously one of the leaders of this 17-defendant conspiracy, and the disparity, avoidance of disparity in terms of sentence.
He says essentially that Daniel is the reason that you got into this.
That's correct, Your Honor.
And so I'm pegging your sentence relative to his, and to the effect that if Daniel remains incarcerated, Gerardo's chances of recidivism are diminished. He's not likely to be influenced by Daniel while Daniel's locked up. So how is he not considering your arguments?
That's one argument, Your Honor. The other argument is the history and characteristics of the defendant in terms of his post-offense rehabilitation.
It's a below-guideline sentence.
I understand that, and it's presumptively reasonable because it's below guidelines. And I understand that if this court was to remand, I would certainly address Judge Zagel in exactly the same way, but emphasize I did raise the issue of the judge in terms of his personal history and characteristics, but I would reemphasize it in that this is a person who potentially deserves even more of a downward departure. He was sentenced near the beginning of the case in the sense that only five or six defendants were sentenced before him. One.
But this was a big conspiracy. I mean, the judge is taking, put the other side of the balance in there. There was something going on.
And to even further elaborate on that, this was not a standalone case. I believe there was another case that perhaps Ms. Krull could comment on that the judge was aware of. So, yes, I agree with Your Honor.
Okay, well, if you'd like to save a little rebuttal time.
I would. You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So, yes, Ms. Krull.
May it please the Court. Angel Krull on behalf of the United States. Your Honor, we believe that this Court should affirm the defendant's sentence because there was no procedural error here. The district court did, in fact, consider and, in fact, ruled in favor of the defendant on all of those three principal arguments that the defendant made in giving the defendant a below-guideline sentence, 25 months, a little more than 2 years below the low end of this guideline range. And, yes, Your Honor, you're correct that this was a very large conspiracy, and the defendant himself was somewhere in the middle of this conspiracy. He wasn't towards the top. He wasn't towards the bottom. He was just a regular member of this conspiracy. But it was a very large conspiracy that Judge Zagel was very much involved in sentencing other defendants, and he had the knowledge of the conspiracy as a whole.
Did Daniel get a break in his sentence for cooperation?
Yes, Your Honor. The defendant, Daniel Torres, which is Gerardo Torres's cousin, did in fact cooperate with the government, testified in other cases that were made as were part of this conspiracy. And as part of that, he did receive a reduction of 66% of the low end of his guideline range.
On government motion.
Correct. And that resulted in a 138-month sentence for Daniel Torres. And Judge Zagel took that into consideration in sentencing Gerardo Torres, who did not cooperate with the government and did not get a cooperation discount on behalf of a motion of the government. And so Judge Zagel, in sentencing Gerardo Torres, was intimately aware of the facts here and did not err in giving a below-guideline sentence to Mr. Torres here, did in fact take into account Daniel Torres's influence on Gerardo Torres in considering that and in giving a below-guideline sentence.
Did Judge Zagel have all of the Flores twins cases?
No, Your Honor.
But several of them.
Judge Castillo has one of those cases. There are actually many cases, not
right.
just two.
Right.
The Flores conspiracy had many, many wholesale quantity customers, and those were all separate indictments, and they were throughout the district court.
I think I've been on five appeals already arising out of that.
I think you'll note in the PSR that the DEA had estimated that at the time of this conspiracy, that the Flores conspiracy was responsible for approximately one half of all of the cocaine imported to the Chicago area. It was a very large conspiracy. And that Gerardo Torres himself admitted in the factual basis of his plea that he was unloading hundreds and hundreds of kilos of cocaine from tractor trailers on at least six occasions. So he wasn't a minor role of a minor level in this conspiracy. He was fully involved with massive amounts of cocaine.
He was involved a long time, but his involvement when he was involved was very heavy.
Correct. He was involved for approximately 6 months. If there are no further questions, the government would rest on its brief.
All right, apparently not. Thank you so much. Anything further?
Nothing further.
All right. You were appointed, were you not? We appreciate very much your service to your client and to the court. Thank you.